All right, law firm owners, welcome to a new episode of the Wildly Successful Law Firm Podcast. I'm your host, Nermeen Jasani. And before I get into today's episode, if you have not already sent me an email just to say hello, I would really love it if you would. There are so many of you who listen to this podcast, and I don't know who you are. So please come say hi. My email is nermeen@wrws.com. Please don't be shy. I don't bite. I want to help. And I actually really do want to know who you are. And I am much more community focused this year than I have been in the past. So please come say hello. Okay. And that being said, let's talk about this week's podcast episode. So this is all about experimenting and taking chances. Now, I have a higher tolerance than most people do for experimenting and taking chances and just generally being adventurous. You know, I surf a couple times a year. It scares the shit out of me every time I do it, but man, do I feel alive and I love pushing myself. And I don't just push myself like physically with physical adventures like that, but before that, you know, I would take these cross-country road trips and I would go hike and I'd solo hike. Please don't give me judgment for that. They were very popular trails I was on, so I wasn't actually solo. There were a lot of people there. But yes, going hiking, doing like days-long hike, really miles and miles, and just having a great time. So I have a higher threshold for risk and adventure than most people do. And it correlates into my business as well. So with my business, I started my own business having zero contacts in Atlanta 7 years ago and started from basically nothing to being where I am today. And it has been an incredible journey, but if I was too scared, I would probably still be working at another law firm. I might still be in-house counsel in New York. I might still be working with my parents, right? With their mattress business. And so when you are thinking about your own law firm, I know you lawyers are very scared to take risk, and your big risk was starting your law firm. But I want to encourage you, if there's one thing that you take away from this episode, it is to never stop experimenting. And experimenting is so unbelievably healthy for you, for your business, and it's going to scare the shit out of you. But it's going to be unbelievably healthy and good for you. So as you all already probably know, I've made available bookkeeping services to law firm owners. And I've got this whole other website, thelawfirmbookkeeper.com. And when I made the initial announcement to my newsletter list, and the first time I put it on the podcast, and the first time I posted about it on LinkedIn, the nervousness I felt in my stomach, the emails that I sent out to my clients and colleagues and friends about this new service I was doing. In my head, I felt like a total imposter. Am I giving up on the law firm advice business? Am I giving up on my podcast? What am I doing? All of this sort of brain garbage, brain chatter, my brain being brain, it's supposed to keep me safe. And it's keeping me safe by keeping me doing the things that it's used to me doing and not doing anything new. And because this was something new that I was officially announcing and making public, the fear that I felt to even open the email responses that either congratulated me or from people who were saying, hey, you know what? I've got a client I think would be a really good fit for this. Or, oh my God, so-and-so just opened a new law firm. Let me please reach out to them with your email and I will put you guys in touch. I was so scared to even open those emails because I was like, oh, they're probably going to say, wow, you're such a loser. Why are you doing this? You know, I just expected so much judgment, but what I got instead was just a lot of wonderful people embracing it and saying congratulations and referring me new business. And If I had not experimented, if I had not taken that chance, I would not have the business that I have today, right? So I really want you to think to yourself, especially at the beginning of the year, we're still kind of like, we're not in the beginning of the year, but you can still take experiments right now. Like, it's not like you should only take experiments at the beginning of the year, right? Like, every January, I'm going to have 10 new things I do in my business. I'm not saying that. But what I do want to encourage you to do, and what I want you to know that you are brave enough to do, is to experiment more. One story I'll tell you guys. So not long ago, I had been introduced to this law firm and they wanted to work with me. And, you know, they hesitated working with me because they were like, oh, we've got to do a website. And we're going to focus our money there. So let us do our website and then we'll come back and hire you. Okay, cool. No worries. I don't force people to work with me. That's fine. Come back whenever you're ready. I reached back out and 2 years had passed. And in the 2 years that had passed, let me tell you what their response was. We're working on our website. Hang on. So 2 years ago, you were going to work on your website and you didn't. And now it's 2 years later and you are only now starting to work on your website? Okay. So it's common for people to not want to experiment. It's common for people to not want to take a risk because that's essentially what an experiment is. You're taking a risk that this thing could go wrong, right? Even if you experiment with, you know, the battery in the Coke bottle, right? There is a risk to that experiment. If you experiment with TikTok, Facebook ads, Instagram, YouTube, if you experiment with pay-per-click, a billboard, joining a networking group, spending a lot of money on client events or client gifts, whatever that is, it is an experiment and it is a risk. But I want you to encourage taking risks in your business. I know I named a lot of marketing thingies, but maybe the risk for you is opening an office. Maybe it's hiring an attorney. Maybe it's hiring 3 new attorneys. Maybe it's hiring a CFO. Maybe it's hiring a CCO. Maybe it's hiring someone who can take your place one day, right? All of these things are risks. And I'm not saying that when you take this experiment that it's going to be successful 100% of the time. No, what I am saying is that you do need to experiment. Experimenting is really healthy for your business. Otherwise, you're going to end up feeling bored and it's going to feel like the same and it's going to feel like nothing is changing. And so you want to challenge yourself by introducing something new. Again, the new thing does not need to be you're going to spend $100,000 on TV ads. No, no, that's not what I'm saying. You can take a smaller experiment, but that I want you to keep continuing to experiment, right? Maybe you join a networking group and you're like, you know what, this was cool. I met some great people, but this is not for me. I'm an introvert. I don't like being around people like this. Cool. You experimented, you did the thing, you can take a step back. Keep experimenting. That is the whole point of this entire podcast. You have no idea what's going to happen until you do the thing. I can personally sit here and say, you know what, the odds of success here are, you know, 60-40, 70-30, but look, we don't know until we do the thing. We don't know until we launch your YouTube channel if people are going to want to watch you. You could spend $15,000 on launching your YouTube channel and it could be a total failure, but at least we did the thing. At least we did the thing. We experimented over 6 months. You now have all this content. You can turn it into newsletters, LinkedIn posts, blog posts. There's all sorts of things that you can do with it to de-risk that experiment, right? But I want you to keep experimenting. And I don't want you to be that law firm that I talked to and it's like 2 years later, now they're talking about doing this doing this website, right? So don't be that law firm. Keep experimenting, keep moving forward. Sometimes an experiment will take you a step back, but it might end up being a step back in a slingshot, right? And you don't know that until you do the thing. So just do the thing, all right? That's everything for this episode today. And please do the thing and come say hi to me. Make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast. And if you haven't already worked with me yet, what are you waiting on? Let's work together. Reach out to me and I'm here to help. Thanks so much for listening into this episode.